give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? My, oh my, another wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just love I love the midweek service. Every service has a little different flavor to it, and I sure love the gathering of the people of God in the middle of the week. We had a wonderful service together here, and the children's clubs met, and the Spanish service was wonderful, and just a great time with the people of God. God met with us and spoke to our hearts. We learned some things, and we're just thankful for the people of God and for the church of God. And I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart. And now we're heading on in to Sunday, the second Sunday of October. So we head into October 9th, and we're looking forward to a great Lord's Day. A week from Sunday, on October the 16th, we'll have our old-fashioned Sunday. Now, we are without apology an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, Christ-exalting, sin-hating Baptist church, I guess. You know, we're just old-fashioned about it. We still sing hymns. We sing out of the hymn book, and not ashamed of that, and glad about that. And we still hold to the Word of God. I'm talking about the King James Bible. And we're just church, as we call it, the way it used to be. And I think church the way it ought to be. And so if you're looking for something like that, why don't you check us out and come join us. And I think you'll be blessed. And I hope you're in that kind of a church. There's still some out there. And we thank God for that. Well, listen, yesterday we started talking about Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We started talking about rest and how that's what so many are looking for. Not just physical rest or emotional rest, but spiritual rest. And Jesus says, you get that by first coming to me. Come to him. Don't go to the church. Don't just go to the baptistry. Don't just go to religion. Go to Jesus. Jesus is the one who can give you the rest. And then he said, take my yoke upon you. You say, wait a minute, man. I thought this was rest. A yoke indicates work. No, we said a yoke means connection. You're connected to Christ. A yoke is always made for two, not one. And then we said a yoke is for direction. Follow me. The yoke is a forward motion. You're working together going forward. In other words, you don't go your way anymore. You go with Jesus his way. And then it's cooperation. You're working with him. We don't work just for him. We work with him. He works in us and through us. And so we take his yoke. And as we obey that and we take his yoke, we find rest. We find rest. The believer's never told to bear life's load in a single yoke. Why did Jesus say, I will never leave you nor forsake you? So take his yoke upon you. And then we started yesterday by saying, thirdly, he said, learn of me. Learn of me. His third command is to learn from him. Are you open to learning? I mean, obviously, we're all ignorant on different subjects. But when we take his yoke upon us, the process of learning begins. What are we learning? Well, first of all, we're learning meekness. We're learning how to negotiate among others without causing friction. Religious people can be very cold and harsh, but not so with Jesus. His gentleness draws us to him with our cares, with our concerns, with our needs. It's great to have somebody to whom you can pour out your deepest thoughts and the burdens of your heart. A gentle person, and yet one who has the strength to help. You have to learn that Jesus Christ and God loves you unconditionally. So we learn meekness, but we also learn humility. We learn to be selfless. Again, pride and self-centeredness is descriptive of the devil. But we have that in our old nature. The very things that turn people off from the church are the opposite of what Jesus is really like. Hurting and lost and weary people were drawn to Jesus because he cared for them and met their needs. Now, when he says, I'll give you rest, learn of me. We learn meekness, we learn humility, and we learn that he gives us rest. Now, the rest he gives is a free gift. Once and for all, we rest in his work for us on the cross. His death in our place on the cross to make us acceptable to God. He gives us real relief for the labor and burden of our lives apart from God. But apart from God, life's a struggle, my friend. And there are times that it just the load gets heavy. He says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you the free gift of eternal life. And you can rest assured, based on what I've done for you on Calvary, that you can have eternal life. But then there's a rest not only that he gives, but there's a rest we find. In other words, that we find a rest that there's no need to fear what the Lord might do in our life. He's gentle and he's humble. And the more we learn about him, the more we know him, the more we'll find rest in him. One day a man went by to see a farmer who was plowing his field with a team of oxen. The man noticed that one of the animals was seemingly a little bit bigger than the other, so he asked him about it. The response from the farmer was very interesting. He said that the big animal was an older animal and was well-trained. The smaller one was a young animal, was new to the yoke. The man went on to inquire as to why he put them together, and this is what the farmer said. Well, you see, it's like this. The older ox is the best ox I've ever had. He knows his way around the field. The reason I put the younger one with him is so the older, more knowledgeable ox could teach him how to plow. If I never put them together, the younger one would never learn. By himself, the younger ox would pull himself to death. But together, he learns to cooperate with and rest in the strength of the older ox. Do you feel like that ox who's pulling himself to death? Why don't you remember that rest comes from obedience to Jesus' invitation, come to me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of me. He'll teach you. And it's his strength, not our strength. It's his ability, not our ability. And so, learn of me. And then I will give you rest. Now, it's rest for those who labor. And this word labor means labor to the point of exhaustion. It's self-effort. He's not talking to just a working class laborer, but sincere, conscientious people who are trying to balance the scales of good deeds versus bad deeds in order for God to accept them. But you never know how your account is balanced at any given time. Now, we know from the Bible, any human effort fails far short of the standard God requires. We know from the Old Testament, he says, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. No, not our worst, our best. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. The cross is the place of exchange where our sins and what we are is placed on Jesus, and his perfection and his righteousness is placed on us. All my sins, all your sins are removed and placed on him. And then we rest on his perfect record. And his righteousness is credited to our account. So it's rest that is given to us when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We don't need to labor anymore. He's our rest. He's our Sabbath, as the Hebrew book of Hebrews tells us. And so we can rest from our labor of trying to be pleasing to God or trying to be accepted by God into heaven. And then it says it's also rest for those who are heavy laden. I mean, that means overburdened. Living for yourself and for possessions and prominence and pleasure, that's a burden. Nicolas Cage, the actor, said, I wonder if there's a hole in the soul of my generation. We inherited the American dream, but where do we take it? Harrison Ford, the actor whose movies have grossed over $2 billion, said, you only want what you ain't got. When they asked him what he ain't got, he said, peace? I ain't got peace? Listen, I'm talking to people, you're laden with financial burdens and maybe physical burdens and laden with emotional burdens or laden with sorrow and grief or laden just with the guilt of sin. My friend, Jesus Christ has fully paid the penalty when he died on the cross. God didn't send Jesus just to rub our sins in. He sent him to rub them out. He paid the penalty for our sin. There's nothing left to pay. Come and rest in what Jesus has done for you. Oh, there's a great sense of relief and burden. Relief of that burden from when you come to Christ. There's a load that gets lifted. And the Bible calls that the peace of God fills your heart. The invitations have gone out. The offer, you don't want to miss. The inviter doesn't get any better. And the good news is, you are invited. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. In 1830, during the presidency of Andrew Jackson, George Wilson, a postal clerk, robbed a federal payroll from a train and in the process killed a guard. The court convicted him and sentenced him to death by hanging. Because of public sentiment against capital punishment, a movement began to secure a presidential pardon for Wilson. It was his first offense. And eventually, President Jackson intervened with a pardon. Amazingly, Wilson refused it. Since this had never happened before, the Supreme Court was asked to rule on whether someone could indeed refuse a presidential pardon. Chief Justice John Marshall handed down the court's decision. Quote, "A pardon is a parchment whose only value must be determined by the receiver of the pardon. It has no value apart from that which the receiver gives to it. George Wilson has refused to accept the pardon. We cannot conceive why he would do so, but he has. Therefore, George Wilson must die." End quote. So, as a punishment for his crime, George Wilson, on a day appointed by the court, was taken from his cell and hanged to satisfy the requirements of the law. Pardon, declared the Supreme Court, must not only be granted, it must be accepted. You see, the invitation to come unto me, the invitation of Christ to accept him as your Savior and accept his pardon for your sin. My friend, you don't get to heaven by knowing that. You get to heaven by receiving that. It's only valuable to the degree you accept it. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Have you received the gift? Say, "Oh, I know Jesus died for my sins." My friend, hell is full of people who know Jesus died for their sins. Hell's full of people who know that if they called on Jesus, they'd be saved. But they never accepted the invitation. They never said, "Yes, I'll receive the pardon." Oh, don't reject the pardon that God offers to you through Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Savior today. And if you call on the Lord and receive him as your Savior, we'd love to know about it. I'd love to hear from you, and we'll give you some material that will help you to live for the Lord and to get started right in your Christian life. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm so glad Jesus gives us rest, aren't you? Well, hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Now, I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And, of course, that'll be RU Fridays, and I'll say more about that. And, tomorrow, let's just spend some time. Let's just praise the Lord. All right? And listen, until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.